A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our hosts, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Sukkah, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Sukkah 43a, pagination page 85, is our almost destination for today's daf. However, we're going to begin the journey a little bit earlier than that. Let me give the preface first. We know the concept of lulav is mitzvah that we do during Sukkot. According to Torah law, ulekachtem lochem b'yom harishon, we would take the lulav unrestricted on location, everywhere. We would take it the first day of Sukkot. That first day of Sukkot gets extended to the first 2 days of Sukkot because we're not sure Kviya D'Yarcha, the way Rosh Chodesh would be, and we maintain that uncertainty, even though nowadays we are certain, but we maintain 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and therefore 2 days first day Sukkot. In the Beis HaMikdash, though, the Pasuk refers to this mitzvah as Usmachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. You should rejoice in front of Hashem for 7 days. And therefore the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash would be the entire 7 days of Sukkot. We saw on a previous daf that Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai made a legislation that since the churban of the Beis HaMikdash, we should all take the lulav all 7 days, even though we're outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside Eretz Yisrael, we would still take the lulav all 7 days midrabbanan. The exception, though, and the cause for concern, which comes up in our discussion tonight, is what about Shabbos? Now, the Gemara has an interesting challenge to the problem. Before you entertain the problem called Shabbos, the Gemara says, what's your problem? Tiltul ba'almahu. It's moving a branch. That's a law of muktzah. And why should muktzah faze you on Shabbos? If there's a mitzvah to take the lulav, so take it. First day, take it. If it's a mitzvah to take it all 7 days, so take it. What does this have to do with Shabbos at all? Take a look at the facing page over here, which is Membeis Amud Beis 42b, pagination 84, the last two lines. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Kizeiro Shema Yetlenu Biyado. We're worried if you were to take the lulav on Shabbos, that you're going to take it in your hand, v'yelech etzel boki lilmod, and he's going to go to an expert to learn, that the expert should teach him how to take lulav. Now, Rashi points out, because he's wondering, what do you need to be taught? The minute you pick it up, you were yotzei ulekachtam lochem, you took it. What does he have to take it out of its place in order to find out? What is it that he's learning exactly? Mm-hmm. So Rashi, the last words of the page, says, Lilmod na'anuo, how to shake it, obirchoso, or how to recite the bracha, perhaps.
Because he's all excited.
He's very excited. And this is a very important lesson, because we're going to see in a second that we're going to knock out shofar also. From Rosh Hashanah, we're not going to blow shofar on Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, because we're worried about such a person. Now, such a person is not a very learned person, especially when it comes to shofar. He should know, just come to shul and we'll take care of you. But somehow he got in his mind that it's important. It's Rosh Hashanah. He wants to hear shofar. He wants to blow shofar. And you can see him holding the shofar in hand that he found. And he's running through the streets. He wants someone to teach him shofar. So we're worried about him. V'yavirenu arba amos b'shus harabim. onto the today's daf, and he's going to carry four amos in Rishus HaRabim. So we're worried about it. Hainu time of the shofar, same price shofar. Hainu time of the Megillah, the same thing by Megillah's Esther. We won't have Purim on Shabbos. We won't read Megillah then, because we're worried. That's the example of Purim Mishulosh, when Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, and they push to Sunday. So you have part Friday, part Sunday, but we won't do Shabbos. We're worried you're going to carry the Megillah, you're going to carry the article of the mitzvah. So we have this concept that as much as theoretically you could take the lulav on Shabbos, there's really no restriction, but Chazal legislated that we don't take the lulav on Shabbos. Why? We're worried that if word gets out that you do lulav on Shabbos, people will carry the lulav, and we don't want that, so we restricted it. We let the word go out. On the contrary, there's no mitzvah of lulav on Shabbos, and people will be saved. Asks the Gemara, I hochi, if that's true, Yom Rishon Nami, the first day of Sukkot should be the same halacha. Now, realize, in our time, the first day of Sukkot is the same.
Right.
We don't take it even on the first day. But the Mishnah, which...
We don't take what in the first day?
The lulav. We would not take the lulav if Shabbos and the first day of Sukkot coincide. But our Gemara is referring to the Mishnah. The Mishnah, which again, going back to the facing page, tells us, lulav va'arava, shisha v'shiva. The mitzvah of lulav, as well as the mitzvah of arava, they used in the Beis HaMikdash, take aravas every day. Shisha v'shiva. Sometimes they will be 6 days of Sukkot, and sometimes there'll be 7 days of Sukkot that you'll take the lulav. And the Mishnah explains, we don't have time to go in detail, it's a fascinating Mishnah, but the Mishnah explains that if the primary day of lulav, or the primary day of arava, falls out on Shabbos, then you will do the mitzvah of lulav and the mitzvah of arava, even though it's Shabbos. But if any other day of lulav or arava falls out coinciding with Shabbos, then we won't do it because it's Shabbos. So lulav, the primary day, is the first day. Ulekachtam lochem bayom arishon. That's the day that in areas outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they would take the lulav even though they don't take it all the other days, midoraisa. But on the first day is special. So first day is special. So in the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's Shabbos, first day we're going to take lulav. Arava, the main day of Arava is Hoshana Rabbah. That's the main day of Arava. So if Shabbos and Hoshana Rabbah coincide, you're going to do the Arava. Otherwise, we won't do the Arava if it coincides with Shabbos. So let's go back to our Gemara. And the Gemara is asking at the end of the second line, Ihachi Yom Rishon Nami, the first day of Sukkot, if you're telling me there's this concept of maybe you're going to carry, so then the first day also in the Beis HaMikdash we should be worried about. And the Gemara answers, Rishon, you're right. On the first day, Hatakinu Le'Rabbanan Beveso, there's a legislation from Chazal that you should take it in your house. You shouldn't take it in the public area. We're worried you're going to carry. Okay. Hatenach achar takana. That helps us after such a legislation was made. Kodim takana mayik alameymar. But before that takana was made, aren't you worried they're going to carry? Ela rishon diisei minatora bigvulin lagozur beirabona. This is the real reason. The Beis HaMikdash is different, because the first day is special in that outside the Beis HaMikdash they have this mitzvah too. So inside the Beis HaMikdash we give it priority. Hanach, the other days of Sukkot, the less nuhu min haTorah, that there's no mitzvah min haTorah to shake the lulav outside the Beis HaMikdash on the other days of Sukkot. Begivulin, gazubu rabbanon, they were willing to make this legislation in the Beis HaMikdash because we're worried you're going to carry. Ask the Gemara, ihachi ha'idna nami, even us outside the Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, we should also, on the first day, because it's special, you told me. Answers the Gemara, anan lo yadina bekivua de yarcha. We're not sure which is the first day of Sukkot. So yeah, ulekachtam lochem bayom harishon. But I don't know which one is rishon for sure. And therefore we can't invoke this logic. Inu de yadi bekivua de yarcha, in time of the Beis HaMikdash, lutchu, they would be able to, the Gemara says, in Achanami, yeah, they would be able to take the lulav. They wouldn't carry it outside. They would make sure to have it in its destination. They would only shake it beveso, whatever they had guidelines, but they would shake lulav on the first day of Sukkot. The result of this Gemara is that you end up with a few levels of Gezeira. Before the concept that Rabbah introduced, that people might carry the lulav, it could be that there was a generation that they actually took lulav in the Beis HaMikdash, even though first day Sukkot was not Shabbos, meaning Shabbos was a different day of Sukkot, they would still take lulav for 7 days. It could be there was such a time before the Gezeira came. But this Gzeira de Rabbah, even though it's attributed to Rabbah, it clearly happened much before him, because Rabbah is in the time after the Beis HaMikdash. So this existed in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, just Rabbah recorded it. And in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they already had a legislation that we're worried you're going to carry, and you don't take lulav on Shabbos. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they made an exception for the first day. Since the first day is so popular in that it's a deoraisa, it's so powerful in that it's a deoraisa outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they told you, take it even though it's Shabbos. And the same is true with areas near the Beis HaMikdash. They would take the lulav even though it's Shabbos, which explains the Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amid Beis, which describes in a Beis HaKnesses, in some sort of shul, they were taking the lulav, even though it was Shabbos. They just made sure that the lulav was in shul before Shabbos. But they were taking the lulav on Shabbos. And the explanation would be that it's in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and Shabbos and the first day of Sukkot coincided. And if you're in Eretz Yisrael, near the Beis HaMikdash, even in the Beis HaKnesses, you would be able to take the lulav at that time. However, continuing in the Gemara, if you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you're not knowledgeable in Kviya D'Yarcha, which day is really the first day of Sukkot, then you would not be able to take the lulav, even on first day Sukkot, if it's Shabbos. And Rashi tells us on the top of Mem Dalid Amid Aleph, the fourth line of Rashi, Aval Ata, nowadays, Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Ein Lulav Doche Shabbos Afilu Levnei Eretz Yisrael, Lulav does not push away Shabbos, even on the first day, even for people in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we have a blanket restriction. We don't shake lulav on first day, even on first day Sukkot. Any day of Sukkot that coincides with Shabbos, we will not shake lulav. Okay.